Now, the Irish Farmers Association, Kerry Branch, are holding a public meeting in Foyle Moor tomorrow evening with members of the council executive being attendance as well. This meeting is in relation to the ongoing attempts to complete and finish the works on the South Kerry Greenway. With me on the line is Jason Fleming, chair of Kerry IFA. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Johnny.
Tell me the purpose of this meeting, first of all.
I suppose, Johnny, look, it's been well documented on your own show and media outlets over the last couple of years, the issues around the South Kerry Greenway. I suppose the main purpose of the meeting, Johnny, is to get everyone into the room, the main stakeholders, and I have one final push, you know, we get it over the line. Because at the end of the day, Johnny, it's a good news story for South Kerry and look, landowners and the local community and everyone in Kerry and even outside, look, everyone is saying that, but unfortunately, we feel that farmers have been left behind here, and I suppose we're calling in Kerry County Council that to try to bring everyone with them if they could. As I said, it's a good news story for Kerry, and I think the reason we're calling the meeting is there's issues on the ground back there, and to go through them on the night. Yeah.
And the council executive will be there to meet with people.
Yes, I suppose who's coming, Johnny, is, to be fair, we have numbers of meetings with Kerry County Council and TII as well, nationally, over the last, since 2 years since I was involved in the IFA there as chair. So who's coming is Fergal Reedy, the CEO of Kerry County Council. We have Bridget Fitzgerald, who's their acting director of services. And Paul Curry, I suppose, who I've met with numbers of times. He's the senior engineer over the greenways and the roads. So, look, that's very, very welcome that they're coming out to meet guys on the ground, because I suppose the problem up to now, Jerry, has been we find that and farmers on the ground and landowners that there was too many layers between the farmer and the likes of Paul Curry and Bridget Fitzgerald and Fergal and them. And what I mean by that is, I suppose that there was council staff coming out discussing accommodation works, payments and timelines and all that, but there is agents on both sides then, be it auctioneers, solicitors and so on. So there was a number of hoops to go through before we actually get to the guys at the top. And
yeah,
I mean, that's the bureaucracy we're cutting here on Thursday night in Foyle Moor at 8 o'clock, is that these guys are coming out, they're talking to farmers, engaging with farmers, and to be fair to Fergal as well, look, they are coming out meeting guys on the ground, farmers, Dunmaic farmers yesterday, landowners yesterday on the ground. My understanding is they're coming out during the week, they're talking to farmers at the meeting, and they're coming out after as well. So this is a massive push from everyone. And I suppose what we'd be calling for is, it's not alone the council or farmers or ourselves, the politicians as well. We've all the politicians invited, be it councillors, TDs, ministers and so on within the county, to come here to find more at 8 o'clock Thursday night. No, we get this across the line. Because, as I said already, this is a massive good story for South Kerry. But I suppose, just to go through one or two of the issues, if you don't mind, Jerry, what I'm on
to. Is it payments? I mean, is it act land access? Other concerns that are being dealt with?
Yeah, I suppose, Jerry, two of the above, obviously. But I suppose the accommodation works is the big one to begin with. And what I mean by accommodation works is the likes of holding pins for animals, sheep or cattle, right? You were fencing that is shockproof, that animals are not breaking out and all that. And yeah, I suppose there is talks of underpasses in some cases, and they all have to, they should be all agreed, Jerry, before any groundwork started in any landowner's holding. And they weren't, unfortunately. Number two then is getting paid, an agreed payment, firstly. Obviously, look, there was a CPO 4 years ago, and I suppose some cases are going on with 4 years in relation to groundwork's been done and no farmer paid. I suppose just on the CPO, when I mentioned it, look, we don't agree, and I definitely don't agree with CPO in land. What I be putting forward is proper engagement, dialogue, and communication with farmers on the ground. And I suppose the last one there then is timelines, Jerry. Look, we can't have a scenario where Jerry O'Sullivan is doing the groundworks for Kerry County Council, and he's moving into Jason Fleming's land, and he's inside there. We don't know if he's going to be inside there 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years. And that's the problem. And I think if all this stuff was agreed in the very beginning, I think we won't be at the crossroads we're at right now. And that's what we're looking for. What we're looking for here, Jerry, is a bit of fairness on the ground. And look, to be fair to Kerry County Council, look, I could have came on your show 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, you know, criticising them. We didn't do that. We went in, we engaged with them as Kerry IFA, and and this is what's after coming out of all that. They're coming out to meet farmers on the ground, and there's one final push here. And I do think there's a lot of positivity around this meeting the next night. And I suppose,
is there a feeling that this will work, Jason, that it will iron out whatever problems that are there on the accommodation works, the payments and everything else to get it finished?
Yeah, I'm hoping to will, Jerry. That's the whole idea of the meeting. I'm hoping that and I suppose what we are calling for back there as well, Jerry, in Finemore that night is the community. It's, look, this is for everyone in South Kerry. It's not alone farmers and landowners. I'd be hoping members of the community, it's an open meeting, everyone is welcome. And I'd be hoping members of the community to come in and have their say as well. Because at the end of the day, as I said at the start of the conversation, the council, TII, the government, they have to bring everyone with them here. And I suppose I've been talking to landowners and farmers and the community on the ground. And I think we're not far away from that stage, Jerry. And this is a massive step. But from especially, I suppose, the CEO of Kerry County Council, Fergal Reedy. I mean, to come out to talk to farmers firsthand on the ground and a final push here to get this across the line.
Yeah, very important indeed. Okay, 8 o'clock in Foylemore on Thursday night.
Thursday night, Jerry. I just want two things before I go. Just there was two games there. The Kerry GFA on the 14s. I'd like to congratulate them. They won Dáil there 2 weeks ago.
Did it?
And
that's right.
There. And I want to wish the two teams the weekend the best of luck as well. Thanks.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks a million. That's Jason Fleming there, Chair of the Kerry branch of the Irish Farmers Association, talking about that meeting.